Nexo Plants, a regional hub in Buenos Aires, to chase Argentina's dollar demand, Nexo has named Buenos Aires its regional hub for Latin America, framing the move as a bet on a country where most people already route their savings out of the local currency. The company announced the decision on August 19th, citing data it credited to DeFi Llama's research arm. Only 2% of Argentine tech workers are paid in pesos, and roughly 8.6 million Argentines hold dollars or crypto instead. That statistic is the whole argument. In a market where the peso has spent years shedding value, Nexo is positioning itself as savings and spending infrastructure rather than a speculative on-ramp. The demand Nexo is chasing Argentina has one of the highest rates of stablecoin and dollar adoption in the region, driven by inflation that has pushed households toward anything that holds its value. Nexo's post leans on that reality directly. It says it didn't wait for the market to mature and is treating the country as already dollarized in practice, if not in law. For a lending and card provider, that is a rational target. Nexo's model lets users borrow against crypto holdings and spend the proceeds, and its account products pay yield on stablecoin balances. Both are more compelling where the alternative is a rapidly depreciating national currency. The company is not launching a new product here. It is putting staff and operations closer to a user base it already serves. The practical layer for cardholders. The Nexo card spends against a crypto-backed credit line rather than draining your balance, so users keep their assets as collateral while they pay. A regional hub does not automatically expand that card to new users, and Nexo did not publish new eligibility terms, fee changes, or a launch date tied to this announcement. Treat it as a commitment to the market, not a product release. Where it matters for Argentine users is the practical layer. Local presence tends to bring smoother fiat rails, faster support, and clearer compliance footing over time. For anyone spending from dollar or stablecoin balances, those operational details decide whether a card is usable day-to-day or a constant fight with declines in conversion friction. One caution worth keeping in view. The Nexo card is custodial, and its spending power depends on a credit line secured by your crypto. A sharp drop in collateral value can shrink your available credit or trigger a margin event. So the same volatility that makes dollar exposure attractive in Argentina cuts both ways on a borrow-and-spend product. A regional play, not a one-country bet. Naming a single city hub is a familiar expansion pattern. Anchor operations in the market with the strongest demand, then service the wider region from there. Nexo has been rebuilding its footprint through 2026, including its return to the U.S. market and a fresh lending authorization in Australia. Buenos Aires slots into that arc as the Latin American anchor. The open question is how far the local presence goes. A hub can mean a full licensed operation with local currency rails, or it can mean a sales and support office that routes activity through existing infrastructure. Nexo's announcement did not specify, and that distinction determines how much genuinely changes for an Argentine cardholder versus a resident of a neighboring country.